This is Mauna Kea, a dormant volcano and Hawaii's tallest mountain. Incredibly for a tropical island, its peak is covered with snow. Little can survive at such freezing heights. Bugs blown up here don't stand a chance. Stunned or trapped in snow, they slowly die. But not everything succumbs to the cold. These tiny creatures are vecu bugs. Their cells are filled with a special kind of antifreeze that allows them to live around the snow line. Originally, vecu bugs were seed-eating vegetarians, but their descendants have adapted to this hostile environment. Now, with a taste for blood, they are the Pacific's own vampire bugs. Needle-sharp mouthparts pierce their dead and dying victims before they suck out anything that's left inside. Measured from the sea floor, the vecu's home is the tallest mountain in the world, about a kilometer taller than Everest. But it won't hold this record forever. After millions of years of growth, this mountain is slowly but surely losing height at a rate of 20 centimeters every 100 years. In fact, it's so massive that it's buckling the seafloor beneath it and sinking into the ocean. Mauna Kea's future can be glimpsed in the Society Islands of French Polynesia. The peaks of these islands once rose much higher than this from the ocean floor. It's been almost 2 million years since their volcanoes first broke through the ocean. But erosion is washing away their volcanic cores. Now the only growth occurs just below sea level, on what was once the mountain's sloping flanks. In the shallow waters around an island's base, coral reefs rise towards the surface. Of all the formations in the Pacific, these reefs are by far the richest in life. There are hundreds of different kinds of coral, and all are made up of millions of tiny creatures called polyps, each covered in a hard skeleton. Reefs are home to thousands of specialists, like these razorfish that blend into the staghorn coral around them. But not all animals here need to blend in. Grey reef sharks. The reef's top predators. These sharks patrol the waters on strong currents. But without all the life on the reef here, they could never exist in such numbers. They may be idle right now, but they won't remain this way for long.